Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
That's insane.
Fuck that shit.
Crazy.
Like, it's like, I ain't mad at him for asking, but also that's crazy. Because we got to ask for what we want, you know what I mean?
So
but
that's chocolate sundae's giving him that every Sunday when
he's
hell no.
Exactly. Absolutely not.
Welcome to Hollywood.
That's crazy.
That's all I can say. Yep. Welcome to Hollywood.
And yep. I'd rather somebody say, I don't want to do it than try to
price.
First of all, we know the game. He was trying to price you. Like, yeah. I don't feel like doing it. Well, then don't. Just say no. Don't give me some astronomical price.
I look at all the
but
shit
he.
But I get it because
everything's in negotiation anyway. He just threw that out there.
He threw it out there.
You come back with a different price. You'd be like, I got 200. He'd be like, okay.
But I get it. I've done it. Right. When I don't want to do a show and people are like, how much you charge? I say an insane amount. Because worst case, they'll pay that insane amount and then I'll do a show that I don't want to do for great money. Or they'll be like, you're out of my budget. I'm like, oh, cool, because I didn't want to do this shit anyway.
Exactly.
But he wants to do every show. So that's just to throw out and then it's a negotiation.
Right.
Don't get offended.
No, I'm not. No,
I would.
He just said, nah, I ain't going to do it.
Once Chris Spencer posts, I bet you he'll post it then.
Yeah, of course.
You ride every dick that. Are we recording?
Yeah, we lied.
We ain't said no names.
That's why we ain't saying names.
Oh, okay.
We keeping it very.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how this shit works. Like you said, if it's somebody big enough, they'll do shit, and then everybody else, they be trying to. You know what I mean? Because, you know, whatever.
Fuck, hey, Boo hit me with a good joke. No, it wasn't even Boo. It wasn't easy. He said, difficulty, and I was like, that was a
hilarious
good one. That was a good
difficulty.
Difficulty.
Easy
difficulty
instead of easy. I was like, okay, because my hair, I was like, that was a good one. And I wanted to shout him out for that.
Difficulty is that's funny. That's funny. Hey, we back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bam, bam, bam. A gunshot.
Way better than DC.
Lasers.
Sneed is filling in. Chris Sneed.
One of the
favorites filling in for DC today.
It's been
today.
A while. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
We missed you, man.
Oh, I missed y'all, man.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm in my Kanye mode, almost.
Whoa.
We missed you.
Wait,
I said almost.
Which,
I can say we missed
which
you.
Mode?
Yeah, which.
How much did you miss
no,
him?
No, not till,
you miss him like a cousin?
Not till 14 years old.
He missed him like a cousin. Like a cousin. You got a cousin's dick? Is that how much you miss him?
Not like that, but.
Hey, cuz.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the new one. No, yeah. I think
no
I'm the first one to say no, yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Yeah. No, yay.
Coin it, Craig.
Man, no, I miss y'all too. What y'all been up to, man?
Fuck all that, man. Tell the people about the special. Tell them now.
We can jump in.
Tell them now.
I'm excited.
You understand, people, you know, come back and so get all the shit out early.
Yeah.
Tell them
get the shit out early. I'm gonna tell them now. June 26th, I'm shooting my special titled "I Need Urgent Care."
Let's go.
It's titled around me working at the hospital as a doctor.
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Is this really coming out? When you be saying the doctor stuff,
no, this is
I'll
real.
Be like,
hold Dr. Sneed, man.
Dr. Sneed is in the building, and I'm here. You got to hear the story. So the show is June 26th at the 26th. Regent Theater. The tickets are on Ticketmaster.
Get on there.
And type in promo code healthcare.
Come on, man. Okay.
And you get the save.
Wait, you doubling down? You really a doctor?
No.
You got to... All that information will be in
I'm sorry.
You just got to go to Ticketmaster.com, type in Chris Sneed, and put in promo code healthcare, and you get a discount.
Healthcare.
I need urgent care. You see the shirt. I got the scrubs,
care.
Too. Everybody.
Are you going to do the show
can
in
I
scrubs?
Get some scrubs?
I'm not going to do any scrubs,
okay.
But I will. I got you
I'll
on the scrubs.
I'll pay for them, but I want the scrubs.
I got you on the scrubs.
Right.
I got you on
I'll
the scrubs.
I'll give you the money right after
I got you on the scrubs.
All right. I'm wearing Mexican.
I have
are you having the audience?
I have one scrub, but I'm going to get some more.
Are you having the audience
you
wear scrubs?
You got one?
It was.
I jumped.
That's all right, okay. But I'm about to get it made. I just wanted to test it out. So Craig is.
Is it gonna have that on it?
It's right on the pocket. Here you go. I'll show you right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you got your merch.
Next week. I'm wearing next merch. Week. Where can I get
it? Show the merch. Stand up and show the merch.
I got. Wait, get on the mic. Where can I get it?
Get in the camera. Y'all see it? I need urgent care. I have two types of these too. Yeah. I have the one with the emergency sign right here.
Yeah.
I got the emergency sign right here. You see that? The EKG. And then I got the I need urgent care right here. And on the scrubs, is this whole thing is small. It's right on the pocket.
Okay.
On the scrubs.
Where can I get it though?
You get it from me.
You.
Would they be allowed to wear them. That at work?
Yeah, you can wear that.
The scrubs, you can wear.
Scrubs, you can wear.
They be wearing flowers and stuff on their scrubs. They all be them doing it different.
They do.
All them. What's the, all the different types of scrubs?
What's the website I get it on?
Go.itschrisney.com.
Okay.
Go.itschrisney.com. It's free.
Let me take a picture.
To sign up.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Go.
He take pictures with his glasses.
Picture of that.
Yeah.
Creep.
Yeah.
Creep glasses.
I can't just be. Because at any time you can just.
Technologically advanced. Was that almost?
It's still a creep.
Okay.
Those technology. Glasses would be great in my
why are you
field.
Adding syllables? That's why you're fucking me up. Just technology,
could
right?
I drink.
No, you're trying to say technological.
Technologically advanced.
Shit.
Technologically.
What are you trying to say now?
Technological.
Well, it's technologically advanced.
There it is.
Ooh, that was
it. There it is.
That's what it was.
Do it again.
No.
They playing with me. Craig, I just did here go the scrubs right here. You see the scrubs? It's right there on the pocket.
Show the
it's
people.
Right there on the, I'm going to show the people.
Where's
I'm going to have
Chris's
it on
cam.
Next week, so it's cool.
I don't know where the camera is. It's too many.
Is this camera on
it's
me?
It's going to got you.
There it is. See the scrubs right there. It's
come
right
on
there.
Now.
Damn, I'm pocket. Saying everything wrong. I said, it's going to got you.
Yeah. The whole facility will love you.
I did Precious Hall show. And I'm still faded.
You did Precious Hall. What kind of show
it's
is it?
It's called Shot of Laughs, where, man, I was so there with everything, but after the second or third shot, I called Robin Harris Robin Williams.
That's a big difference.
But
that's a huge.
See, but Boo was, he was right there with me. So I was like, Robin Harris? I mean, I said, Robin Williams? He's like, it's Robin Harris. I was like,
what you taking shots of? Is it tequila?
I had terrible mana.
Terrible mana?
It's Terramana, but it
oh, that's the
terrible.
Rocks. That's the rocks, right?
Do you get to choose tequila. What you want to drink?
They had three drinks.
Is it worse than
brown,
Kevin Hart's?
White, or tequila.
Okay.
I heard Kevin Hart's wasn't that great.
I've never tried it yet.
I've tried it.
I forget what it's called.
I was really drunk, though.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's okay. Like a third like drink type drink, not the first one.
I don't know. That was a long night.
Oh.
So I don't.
Was that at?
At his taping, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't really know. I had a lot of stuff.
I'll tell you when a drink's bad. I was looking for Jose Cuervo. That's how bad Terramana was.
Jose Cuervo.
Let me get the Jose Cuervo.
Is that also another bottom? Bottom shelf one?
Yeah.
What's a good one? What's a good tequila?
You get a Reposado of
that's everybody
Don
ordering
Julio.
Now.
Or you could go.
Do you do Casamigo?
I do Casamijos. That's what we
Casamijos,
call it.
Yeah. Reposado?
But I don't like the after effects of Casamijos.
Yeah.
You got
it
shit.
Get you.
No, it don't hit till it hit.
Oh,
and when
then
it hit,
it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. Where am I?
Yeah,
how'd I get here?
You'd be fucked up.
Yeah,
that's why I'm a slow.
It's Kanye's cousin.
Slow drink, slow burner.
Oh shit!
Dark.
What's up?
It don't matter. I can mix.
Cousin?
I can do all that.
That's how you wake
up. You turn into Kanye's cousin.
What you doing in my house?
Them nigga sleepovers are crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. You was at your cousin's house.
They must have been crazy because it went till he was 14.
Man, that's a
I got
long time.
Even,
year
I don't
one, I'd be
no
like, hold on,
to.
I ain't going over cousin's house no more.
That's a long time. It,
that
man.
Song, he was detailed.
I didn't hear the song.
I just read the thing that he had.
And I ignored it. Just like, Kanye's the crazy
Amir,
guy on the bus.
You heard the song.
He just does.
You didn't hear the song yet, Amir?
It could be true, could not.
Wait,
I don't
Kanye
pay attention to
Kanye's brilliant.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just be like, all right. Bro.
Anytime he speaks brilliant. In today's time, it goes viral. That's what everybody's trying to do.
Right.
Whenever he speaks, he picks the right words to go viral. That's it. And it's always when he's about to sell something.
Yep.
Yeah.
It ain't never on a Tuesday when ain't nothing following.
Album's giving coming. Your cousin some head will go viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the album didn't pick up like it was supposed to. So he wore the black, was it the
Klansman.
Black Klansman?
Wait, did he drop the album already?
Yeah, it dropped that day.
I didn't even know it dropped.
Oh.
Nobody does. Damn. But he has so much.
Only on YouTube?
Well, didn't the label drop him? Everybody dropped him. So
don't he got his own shit? He ain't got his own label?
I don't know, but you know what? If he flat tops that Klansman outfit, that shit look pretty hard, bro. I could scare a lot of white people walking down the street with that.
Just bring it down a little bit.
Just a little flat just top a little on flat the top.
Yeah.
No, I don't need the flat top.
I wouldn't actually. The world is so stupid. I wouldn't be surprised if that shit went crazy and it was around and you saw black kids and.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this right now. There's one nigga in New York in the club with that outfit on.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, it's somebody. One nigga. Though.
One. Only one. Yeah.
Definitely.
Somebody out there went and bought that outfit.
Definitely.
Craig, would you wear it?
If it had the flat top.
The flat top. You need the flat top.
Why do I believe
and I wouldn't
Greg.
Go viral. No, Greg will wear that I wouldn't shit. Even go viral. Like, look at this. It's leather. Feel how soft that is.
You got a leather one?
Leather on your
soft.
Head, you'd be so hot.
Well, his outfit was leather.
You'd be
was
hella
it?
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, you feel that? That's,
you'd be musty.
That's baby calves, that's nigga. I got the Louis belt on.
And you're like, Craig stink. Like, Craig
yeah,
be known
I do
as,
sweat.
Craig be known as Musty Wayans.
That's man. Funny.
Which one, Craig? The Musty one? You know, it's a hell of y'all. They be like, the Musty one?
The Musty one?
You wouldn't be known as the Musty one.
Is there already a Musty one? It's like, well, his name is Tate.
Our African one. We got an African cousin.
No.
Yeah. Our African
Shway.
Shway.
Sometimes he'd be like, ooh. He be making beats all the time.
Oh, say, don't get Shway that tag, bro.
I'm lying.
Where that one at? Shway, man.
Shway did all the music. Well, his name's Dwayne Wayans. That's my...
Wait, I met him.
My oldest uncle. The first Wayans is Dwayne Wayans. Yeah. His son makes beats and does music. And he's done music for Wife and Kids, Wayans Brothers, and Papa's House.
He's mad cool. Quiet cat.
Quiet.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I met yeah. him. Mm-hmm.
Stank like a motherfucker.
Hilarious.
Just kidding.
Sure, only like, on I was minding my own business. On
I was
a
on
Tuesday.
My boom bap. Boom bap.
I'm trying to think Wayne. Which one of y'all I see the most. I mean, outside of you.
Hey, my little brother went viral for being sexy.
He did.
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He was at the award show, and then he was sitting in the audience. Mm-hmm. And
he was sitting
like,
with me.
It was yeah. like, which Wayans is this?
They skipped girl? Past me and was like, what Wayans is this?
I didn't see
him. How many brothers you have?
I got three brothers. I got the twin. Well, all right, shit. My dad's side, I have 12 siblings, I think.
Oh, boy.
So I know my brother over there and two sisters, but mm-hmm. there's supposedly nine others over there. But on my mom... We got three. It's me, four. Uh-huh. Me, Gregory, Justin, and Jamel.
Gregory, and, the one that went viral?
Yeah, he went viral.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I didn't see it.
I haven't met the twins.
Yeah, he looked like a little skinny either. Me with muscles.
Yep, that's kind of right. Less facial
actually,
hair.
He looks like Keenan.
He looks, I was about to say, he looks like Keenan.
He looked like
he
Keenan.
He does look like Keenan, dude.
I haven't seen him.
No, we're not inbred.
Yeah, he looks like Keenan.
Y'all all look too much alike. It's crazy.
But your mom looked like Keenan, though.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
It makes sense.
Damn.
And it's all right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wayans nose. It's,
I didn't realize.
It's
I mean, I know
eyes.
Everybody
it's
say
these
it.
Little things.
The beady
eyes. Yeah.
Beady eyes.
Everybody say that.
You
could have
came with something sexy or something. Yeah, the little beady
y'all
eyes.
Got some beady eyes.
Some beady eyes.
I didn't realize how much Damon and Damon look alike until the episode of Papa's House where Damon was playing Damon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh
like,
no,
they it
them,
looked like him.
They put it side by
bro,
side
they,
up one
I
time.
Was like,
it was like half their face. I said, yo, that is crazy.
Look exactly.
You don't like, realize how much people look like people until you see yourself or like them at your age or whatever. Like when people yeah. are like, oh, your sons look just like you. I'll be like, nah.
Well, you and your siblings look alike.
I don't, but yeah. we didn't start looking alike till we got older. Like as kids, we look different.
Different.
And then now, when I see pictures, I'm like, nigga, we're this is the same face, but like different shades and different structure. But like,
do y'all
nigga,
look like
we
your
like.
Mom or your dad?
So that's what's crazy. They both their kid pictures look like my dad,
mm-hmm.
like identical. I look like my mom, but then like when we got older,
you got some features of your dad.
Yeah, but my like if you look at my kid pictures and my mom's and stuff, it's like. Them and then theirs is like identical
I've
to
never
my dad's.
Met your mom, so I can't
yeah.
Even
so like,
I see your dad more than you guys.
Yeah.
Than,
so it's just like,
I
and then now
you
we all
your wife
look alike.
Look alike to me.
Now we do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
they do. It's crazy.
After,
the
it's
nose
like
and everything.
She
After
did it. She
time,
put a filter on. She put a filter on of a dude, and she looked like me. Like
bro, that's
like
that's,
it was that's when I saw it because people were like, y'all look like, I was like, I don't see. She did this filter, and I was like, oh my God.
Well, it makes sense because I think you would have sex with yourself.
Keon,
I mean, sure would. I think we've all had sex with ourselves.
No.
If there was another Keon, you'd be like,
no, because that would be,
that'd be gay. You would be gay for yourself, Keon.
No,
100%.
No,
100%.
Keon, you would be straight gay for yourself.
No, absolutely not. But you know what? I always imagined if there was another me.
Something about him.
My back in my wild days,
we would have been.
Wait, no,
yes
that's
and no.
crazy.
Yes and
that's
no.
crazy.
That is, I don't believe Keanu smash himself.
Keanu would smash himself.
They're just, you know.
I bet you Keanu looks in the mirror.
Oh, okay, let's
How many times?
Yeah, we got to run with the joke. Yeah.
Say it, Craig.
He spits on his own stomach while jerking off.
We got to run with it. We got to run with it.
We got to run with it.
Yeah, we got to run with it. Fighting it makes no sense.
Me, I learned this in the group chat.
You just let it go.
Okay. Yeah, Tony and DC were here. Yeah. I bet you Cardi agree.
You just got to let her. You got to.
Cardi was like, sometimes I'm not even in the room. Yeah.
Now you're ganged up on. You know what I mean? So you just let her.
And I fought it for you.
You let it run out.
I was just saying you're sexy.
You know what I mean? You let it.
I was just saying.
You let it run out.
Enjoy yourself.
But I've had several. Like, if I had a twin growing up, nigga, we would have been running. A twin brother? Oh, yeah. If I had a twin growing up.
Hold
like,
on. I got lost.
Running through the hose. Like, okay. Crazy. Right. Nigga. Like,
I was like, you right then. I thought he was saying you and your twin brother.
Like, me and twin would have been like, oh.
No, I was like, I always
give up.
Wanted.
No, you give up.
I sucked my
twin's dick till I was 14 years old.
That is still the wildest statement ever. Yeah.
I got to hear the song.
No, mine's over here. I don't know who.
I didn't hear the song. I just seen it typed in. Ooh, I'm feeling it like that. You smell that?
We had extra one.
It was over here.
We had extra one.
Hey, Craig was fucked up.
Man, they got me.
You can't smell it?
Mm-mm.
Use that again. Craig is scared me one time.
I just hopped in the Uber and came.
I can smell it.
It was today?
I didn't want to spend the $10.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday. All he said it was yesterday.
Oh, they just shoot all day?
Yeah.
How many shots did you do?
Is it a game show? You got to answer questions or something?
Yeah.
And you get it wrong, you get a shot?
I was so right the first two questions. After that.
Done.
I was like, man, these niggas driving home? I got an Uber at least.
When I saw her posting it, I saw some of the contests she had. I said, you got people that don't need to be drinking. Like, you need to get people to drink for fun. No,
these people drink every day.
They drink.
They
don't need to be doing
it. Good up until then. I was over there talking to people, telling them, hey, we got to get our lives right and all this. But I always say, if you got something, I'll come through. And she was like, come through. I was like, all right.
You support it, man.
We got to, man.
Gotta support.
If we don't, who is?
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, what up, everybody? No matter what your plans are, one of the smartest ways to set yourself up for success is by building your credit. If you need to boost your credit fast, Kickoff can help. So Kickoff is essentially you paying off your credit. All credit is, if you don't know what credit is, all it is they want to see that you spend money and you pay it back. All right, and this app helps you do that. It helps you set amount that you're going to spend on the app. You spend that, and essentially it's a debit that acts like a credit. So you just pay off your credit, and then it goes to the different credit bureaus and shows that you've been paying off your credit. That helps build your credit. All right. Let's say, example, if your credit score is under 600, you could jump like 84 points with just on-time payments. That's all credit is, just paying your stuff on time. Start building credit immediately with your first month free with our special tax season promo. With AutoPay, you never have to worry about missing a payment. You can build credit in your sleep. Sign up in minutes from your phone, no credit check, cancel any time. So you don't have to do a credit check, which hurts your credit. You don't have to do none of that. Just go ahead and sign up. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there too. So today, with our listeners, you can get your first month free with getkickoff.com/issues. That's kickoff with no C. So that's kickoff.com/issues, and you get your first month free. All right.
Must sign up via getkickoff.com/issues to activate your offer. Offer applies to new customers, first month only. Individual results may vary. Subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply. Kickoff credit service starts at $5 a month for 12 months. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. VantageScore 3.0. Between January 2023 and January 2024 for kickoff credit amount. Users who start with a critical score below 600, who pay on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score.
That's why June 26th, 7 p.m. Absolutely. At the Regent Theater, well, no, and we got the scrubs, and
that's
Craig
where
is getting scrubbed.
That's what I just checked.
Where you been?
Oh, man.
In my scrubs.
For less than $1,500.
June 20th. A Thursday?
That's a Thursday.
Thursday night.
That's
yes.
A Thursday.
Where, are you, where are you running?
Make sure
where are
you
running it?
I'm going to get you Wednesday, huh?
Where are you running it?
Like, where am I running
it? You got to run it before you do it.
Where oh, I've been running it all the time.
Yeah, like the full hour?
Yeah, the full, okay. Yeah, I've been running it.
Sneak got multiple hours. Stop playing.
Yeah, what was your last
running
call?
This thing. My last special?
I won the lottery.
I never did a special.
You did. You have a. I've definitely seen you have.
You seen something. I don't know why they said special. They just I freestyled up. That. And no, that wasn't a special.
What was it?
I don't know what it was. It was some type of, they just recorded it.
Let me ask you this. Did you invest in yourself on this one?
Yes.
I'm so proud of you, bro.
Yes. I invested in myself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, it ain't no joke. It's a lot, man. It's a lot of work, bro. It's no joke.
It's going to pay off, though.
Thank you.
We don't have a choice.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig. We don't have a choice.
We need to invest in ourselves a lot more.
Yeah. Snee, you're one of the most funniest, underappreciated, underrated comedians I've ever seen. You're incredibly funny.
And still until the special drops, and then we gotta pay this nigga $1,500.
I ain't coming in. You're a good
dude, like more than that.
And you're always funny, bro. I've never seen you have a struggle set. I've always seen you be great. And then and the only thing is just notoriety, right?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things about getting your name out there. Yeah. I'm like, once that happens for you, bro, you'll have every single thing.
I mean, yeah,
you got a built-in show already. Just where you worked at for so long. Yeah. You have everything lined up, dude.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
You're great,
getting
bro.
Out there. Thank
yeah.
you.
This is just literally
that.
Before y'all walked in.
We just
this,
had
this. This is a whole conversation yeah. we were talking about. Because I'm
you
funding.
You told me you was proud of him and all that?
Yeah, because he was like, you're doing one too. I was like, yeah, mine's in Vegas.
I'm proud of
May.
You too.
Thank you, sir. And I was after. Like, yeah, we're doing
Keon,
it.
Keon, you're one of the most underrated, underappreciated nah. dudes, man.
Keon,
every time
underrated.
I see you, you're always
huh?
funny.
Yeah, he ain't underrated, though.
No. Nah. They'd be getting text on my thing, like, who that? I'd be like, man, this is my yeah. fucking podcast, too. Shit.
You
Keon's
know what? There, I don't, man. I agree with you that I'm not, just nobody knows who the fuck I am. I don't think, like, because when you say underrated, that means people don't give you credit, right?
Right.
But I'm like, no, people who come see me live and my peers give me all the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough people don't come see me. Just enough people don't know. So that's why, like, because I was thinking of titles and stuff, I was like, I wouldn't call myself underrated. I'm unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
but
unknown.
I wouldn't say I was underrated.
I sit on the other side of the fence. So I hear names when they drop at certain points and be like, oh, okay. They got up to now I'm hearing the name on this side of the fence.
So, mm-hmm. okay, Keenan just told me recently, Keenan Baker, he went and got, you know, representation and stuff like that. And he said when he went in, you know, he was surprised at how many people was like, oh, I know who you are. And you run with so-and-so. I know, we know that. And so now we get to a point where we're like, oh, that's great. And then you're like, well, if y'all know who the fuck I am, why ain't none of you niggas reaching out? Why ain't nobody calling? Why ain't nobody?
Well, I can explain that. Nowadays, you got to come in with all your shit.
Mm-hmm.
The people you hire ain't really working for you.
Mm-hmm.
They just have this number. They need you to bring everything over.
Mm-hmm.
From the script to the people in it to the executive producers, and then they're like, hey, I got all this ready for
hey,
you.
Hey, Craig can't be more accurate.
It's not, they don't go search for talent no more.
They do
now
not.
It's
you
like,
gotta have it together.
You gotta have your shit all the
this
way
is
together.
The Tyler Perry from, Issa Rae curse.
And, well, it's from coming from crews like a lot of people are coming from, you build up to a certain point where you could deliver something now. Before you were going in like, what y'all got?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're like, no, bring what you got and we'll put it on. But now you're at the point where you could create and develop it all the way through and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for. That they're not looking
you need
for
the package.
Anybody that needs
yep.
them.
If they you don't have the package.
So yeah. yep. so if you were giving advice, no, fuck it, I'm asking.
Yeah.
If so, I want to do, I don't know, anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying I can go walk up to people
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like, all right.
Yeah. If you have a script and they like it or they don't, they just want to work.
Didn't know that.
And you have a crew too. So you could be like, hey, Tony, you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Keenan, you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Sneed, you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, yeah. Why not?
This is crazy. You saying this like doubles down because we just did an episode of Wildly Inappropriate where we were talking about imposter syndrome, all these things, and how we don't want to bother nobody. And my boy was like, he gave a dope ass analogy. Y'all watch the full episode. I'll just give you this part of the analogy. He was like, I think we all right, let's use women as the example. Women be like, I'm tired of niggas hitting on me, right? So we all have that. We all walk around, especially in Hollywood, LA, with like, I don't want to bother nobody because they're getting bothered all the time.
Right.
And he was like, so, you know, women be like, I'm tired of niggas hitting on me, but they're only tired of the niggas they don't want hitting on them. The dude, that if you hit on them, they're like, yeah. So like with this Hollywood, what he was just saying, yeah, we don't want to be bothered by these unfunny, not talented, not ready, you know, people yet. Right. But if you come to me, yeah, bro, let's work. And I never thought about that shit. I never thought that I was one of the people that people are willing to work with now, that want to work. I just thought I'd be bothering people. You know, we all walk around like that with like, I don't want to bother nobody.
But it's also, that you showed that you'll put the work in. You've had multiple shows out that you did on your own. Nobody came to you and said, hey, Keon, you want to try it? You was like, I got this show. I got this show. I got this show. It shows you know how to start something, complete it. Not that it's just going to be something that you come by, shoot, and then it never come out.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot, too.
Right, it's often.
And when it's different now because there's squads. So, like, when Afion called me and was like, yo, do my movie. He called me the day before. I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, he called me the day before. I just couldn't do it, but I was like, yeah, I'm down.
And I was like, let's go. Anybody that calls me that's part of somebody that I actually communicate with and have as I call my peers, my friends.
Right.
I'm there. I don't even need the money. Let's go.
Right.
As long as another one of us get on.
That's another thing, too. I had to get over. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard, bro. Because when he said that, no, that's...
I've known people that have been geniuses on the stage that never got the shine in a movie. Yeah. One of my favorite comedians, Daryl Heath.
I knew you were going to say Daryl Heath because you talk about him so much.
I always talk about Daryl Heath. That's one of my favorite. He could put any words into a picture and sell it, and it would be brilliant. And people weren't trying to hire him. Damn. Don't be a menace. We're like, we gotta have Daryl. We gotta have Daryl.
Why do you think he weren't trying to hire him?
Chris. These are the three pillars of LA. Those three were the pillars of LA that really were from LA and kept it going for LA.
Right. Why do you think Daryl didn't get the due he deserved?
It's not he didn't get it. He's very spiritual, so some of the stuff he didn't want. And when people started approaching him with certain things, he didn't want that, and he just pushed back.
I just seen him on the Jamie Foxx show. I rewatched the whole thing.
I just went up to Poinsettia and shot some baskets with him.
But I can respect that. If your beliefs are your beliefs.
I hella respect that.
You always take it to a point. I'm surprised how many Jehovah's Witnesses are in this industry. And very successful.
Right.
But still hold
your entire family is all of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's every single 144,000 of you are waiting.
People don't know that Jacksons were Jehovah's Witness. They don't know that Prince was Jehovah's Witness.
I think the Jacksons people know, though.
They Prince, do, but I don't know if they never publicize.
They don't get mentioned enough, but you're 100% right.
A
lot of people don't be like, I love God.
Right. Yeah. Another thing you said, though, when you was like, it's not about the money, is another thing that I'm getting over. Like I'll like when I do my shows at Flappers, I hit people immediately with money out the gate. Like, hey, it only pays. They be like, nigga, I don't care. I'm doing this because I fuck with you. Like, I don't. I'm not doing this to get rich.
Thanks for the gas money. Because
I'd be really feeling bad. Like, hey, I only can pay you know this much. It's not what we. Nigga, I don't care.
I spent $300 to Uber to Long Beach yesterday.
And so it's just all these things that I'm like,
I didn't get paid a dime.
Just now realizing, you know what I'm saying? Like when when you built a network, when you built, you know, people be like, because I've done it too. When people be like, I can't. I'm like, nigga, I don't care.
Well,
but people forget this has been a forever thing. It's always been happening, but people always think, oh, now you must have paid him a lot.
I think I just never I never was in the space I'm in now where I felt, like I said, imposter syndrome. I never felt I belonged in the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always felt like I was a little behind, like trying to catch up to get to where everybody else was at.
Well, that's also because you have very famous friends.
Yeah.
You're never behind as long as you're doing and getting it done.
And that could be it. Because I met y'all early.
And you're going to surpass.
Yeah, I met y'all early. So that could be. That probably is it.
Everybody thinks, oh, y'all just filmed a movie. They must have brought, as a weigh-ins, I'll tell you right now, we create damn near 100% I'll say 95% of the projects we do. Yeah. And they're not looking for none of them.
Yeah.
We just get them done.
Right.
And if you look at our movies, we always bring in comics and people that we feel are on their uprise and they need this push.
Right. Wait,
but
wait,
we
wait,
also
wait. So
are
you,
fans
you saying,
of theirs.
You saying when,
right.
When...
No, not you. Oh, okay, Chad. We got a part for you.
Greg called me yesterday. So when Scary Movie come out, so you saying y'all might see me
Greg
in
called
the,
me yesterday.
Y'all might see me in the...
He said we need a chubby ghost. I said, boom! Move! It's like, perfect! What you need to do is
why
move.
Was it
move?
That's a ghoul.
That's a weird ghost. Why did the ghost do that?
Oh, that's what he. That's the ghost. That's the choice. I made a choice.
Oh, that's it. That's a green.
You know, I smelled my own liquor.
I appreciate
breath right now. I was like,
that's hilarious.
That taste.
You know what I learned about shooting on these shows is I realized how many niggas need work. And many niggas just need to be seen working.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a huge thing to get cats who are very popular to come and do some stuff because some cats aren't doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they appreciate a phone call because a lot of them, especially when you find older people who are in this business, and this is always the kudos to the Waynes because they're just like
we're older people in this
business. But you just did it yourself. A lot of people wait, right? Yeah. And this is what, you know, jumped a lot of people's careers to be like Keenan and start that.
But this was also Eddie Murphy taking time out to go and do movies like Norbit, go and do the lower budget movies while he was still a blockbuster star.
Yeah, Denzel does the same too.
Always got to give it to Eddie.
Yeah.
Pause. I had to say that.
Denzel always comes back now. I don't want to call it down, but he always does a lower budget movie that he has to direct or he has to star in. Antoine Fisher's.
Mm-hmm. That shit blew up.
What's the other one with the Great Debaters? He does a lot of those movies that are all black. The him one, Viola Davis, they just did Fences. He'll see him go do the big budget.
Well, it's Fences makes sense though because he's a theater guy.
But in general, they'll pair him up with the white dude. I used that movie with Chris Pine, Ryan Reynolds, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, pick up, who's the dude? They did Two Guns together. Wahlberg. Pick a white dude. Yeah. Denzel, him and John Travolta. Pick a white dude. Mm-hmm. He done these huge blockbusters with them so he can go do those lower budget, you know, black movies and be able to direct those. And a lot of those he wanted to direct and had to put them in.
It's very important to do those, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very important.
Yeah,
Megastar, you should do some lower budget stuff.
Yes, because
just reach back.
You gotta make sure that you give light to the ones that's coming up.
Yeah.
Because they'll cut that light off and there won't be none after you.
He made Derek Luka a star. Yep. He made Viola Davis a star. Yeah. It makes a huge difference when you're able to put yourself in those. You know, he's like, oh, look how talented Viola Davis is. Crazy. She's the first one snotting on camera.
Right.
And now every bitch tried to snot on camera. Hold on.
It's hard.
I mean, cheese all night for this role.
Yeah, I think people get to a certain level and you remember the beginning. And you do want to see. I think a common misconception is that everybody's a hater. That's not true. Like, a lot of people want, the main reason I want to be famous is so my niggas can be famous too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want
everybody
to
doesn't
eat.
Hold that mentality.
Yeah.
Though. There are some people that are haters
absolutely.
And like, I'm gonna do every movie and I ain't putting none of y'all in.
Yeah. Like, I just want the power.
Give me all these scripts.
I just want the power to be like, you, and you, they're gonna do this. And you're gonna do that. And you know what I mean? Like, I just want that power. It's not for me. I just want to be able to be like, I want to be able to, when I look at Kevin Hart in the Plaza, I'm like, that's the dream.
Yeah.
You go on tour and all your niggas come with you?
Well, as a creator, you have that power.
Yeah.
But if you're just taking jobs, you don't have that power.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. You've set yourself as a creator. So now when you say, okay, I have a script, the people that may have been investing will be like, oh, I got a little bit for it. Let's get it.
Yeah.
And then you have talent that will work.
That's where I'm at now. Finding
that's
money
keep your
people.
Budget low.
You know what's crazy, man? It's like the more you do, the more you run into like just
I'll do it for
levels.
Free, Chaz.
I appreciate you, Craig. I need to fund it, though. But because you find the more
you
need I
the production.
Do, well, you know what, man? Like writing some of these movies opened up the world, I go like, oh, there's a lot of people who pay millions of dollars for lower budget movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? For terrible shit.
Yeah.
There's terrible movies that get made, right? For millions of dollars.
But that's why we got to look at these guys who invest in themselves.
Right.
And it doesn't take millions to shoot it. Now, it takes people having They have to believe in you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And instead of sitting at home with their cameras or
right,
stuff,
right.
You know, I'll
right.
come shoot for 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we have the creativity where we can say, all right, you know what? I'm going to write a movie that takes place in a room.
Yep.
Yeah.
One, which is the hardest yeah. shit in the world. But yep.
shout out to my wife. Her movie that's just dropped, or that she's, well, they're doing it in a festival or whatever, but the movie she just promoted, she shot that in our house,
mm-hmm.
in our neighbor's house.
It and takes discipline.
She did it. Got the discipline. Funding, you know, and she did that shit.
Yeah, Craig, it takes discipline.
And a lot of favors were called in. You want to do a part? Yep, I'll come do it. No big deal. Because it's
I
you.
Shot a pilot called The Receptionist. It's about this.
Come on now.
This black guy working uh-huh. at a hospital.
Okay. Yeah,
there it is.
You know, and working the only male in the OBGYN department. Uh-huh. He thinks he's a doctor. He knows all the medical terms, but all he does is check them.
He hit
him.
The lotto.
And
so his name is This Bleed.
He hit the lotto.
This Bleed.
Did you shoot it?
I did.
Where's it at?
Oh, USC. You got to come to the special. You got to okay. come. Okay. It's different.
Okay.
June 26th, 7 p.m.
You know
at the
you
Regent
can also
Theater.
Shoot it to us before the special, and we can give notes if you have time to do any of that. You know,
I might be able to do that. You know, yeah, you guys are some writers and
right
here, writers. Craig is the like, Craig is the guy to send it to. Craig did 100-something episodes of.
Oh yeah, I got $1 billion box office.
I'm saying franchise.
No, Craig is the guy. Craig is the guy.
I'll take the Tito Jackson of the Wayans.
I go like, hey, I'll give you some notes.
And you know what? I forget to use some of my resources as See, I'm writing this up. I'm like, these niggas is right here. All you gotta do is call. Hey,
we just don't want to bother people. It's just a natural thing. We're
gonna tell you no, but you can
people.
Send it.
send it.
We're gonna tell you no, but
yeah, it's a natural thing to not want to bother people.
I'm gonna go sneeze.
I know
again.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
All the resources, man.
Yeah, I said $1 billion in box office.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did. For sure you did.
I feel you, Sneed. I get it.
Yeah, bro.
I get it. It's hard to get out of that mindset. To like, I'll just do it myself, not bother nobody, and it's hard.
I know.
It's hella hard.
It's hard when you put your ego in it, it makes it hard. Mm-hmm. When you have no ego and you just ask, like I said, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jack would be like, hell yeah. I know I could ask Keon for a favor.
Yeah, I ain't tripping.
And it's fun, man. I'd be like, this shit is fun, dog. It's supposed to be fun, bro.
I'm glad I know. I'm going to send y'all the script.
That's the best part about it is it is always fun. I know on a weighing set.
It's work.
On a weighing set, it's always fun.
Yo.
And in your scene, you're not like, when you work with your friend,
it's fun.
It makes
it's way better. That's why I take my boys on the road with me and stuff. It's way
stranger,
better. It's way better.
That's the whole idea. The whole reason I got into stand-up is because I wanted a fun job. That was the whole thing from the beginning. I was like, I don't want to work. My dad worked at that post office for 30 years. I hate it. And I was like, he would come home and be like, how's work? Work sucks. It's like, yeah. I don't want to be here. I want to do some shit that's fun and there's nothing
something
greater.
You love doing.
I get to work early.
Yeah.
Just so we can laugh before we laugh.
Yeah.
See?
And mind you, it's a lot of work and it's hard and sometimes it sucks. Sometimes there's shit about any job that's gonna suck. Sometimes it's like, all right, but it's the best headache you're gonna deal with.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's frustrating, but you're getting your idea out.
Yeah.
And it's trying to collaborate with other people.
Yeah.
I know Chaz gets frustrated because he's running the room.
Yeah.
So
this
like,
is terrible.
I got to listen to all that. I have an idea of what I want it to be, but now I have to listen and see if there's something in what y'all are saying.
He
to
said
me.
It's the best headache you're going to deal with.
Nigga,
damn.
Something's going to suck in anything
that's how I feel about marriage.
In any field. It's true.
It's true.
I'm not
like,
married.
I'm not going to, you know, like, this real shit though, like, I'm like, she is the best headache I'm going to deal with. I'm not dealing with these other bitches.
It's going to be annoying.
I'm not doing this one's going to get on my nerves, but I can. I like this one. This one, we're going to have our bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But your bullshit compared to the bullshit I see, I'll take this one. I'll take this one.
You know,
nothing's going to be perfect.
I noticed that, but I'm like, damn. How many back do I go to the one that had the least amount of bullshit?
You got enough time now.
Did you break that one?
Yeah.
It depends if you broke that one already.
You know now.
Damn.
You would know by
when
now.
When a chick is broken, he's like, well, I got to go fix myself so I don't keep breaking these chicks.
I got to go do the work.
Because it's you.
I got to go do the work.
You're the problem.
Yeah. Now.
It's me.
Craig's first time finding out he's a problem.
Damn.
He's a problem.
So you think Craig causes these women to be a certain way?
Yeah, well,
they don't accept my honesty.
Here's the thing, though, you know.
See, and if someone out there will.
Well, Craig comes with a certain lifestyle, okay, and women are gonna find it exciting at first, you know. And from what Craig says, he got meat.
You got meat. I said, but Craig said he got meat. You know what I mean? So you got a.
Okay. How many times? But Craig, but Craig also acknowledged he's kind of toxic.
Yeah.
I'm very toxic.
I'm so, Mr. Toxic, if you will.
In my world.
It's, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, then, does he need a toxic world?
No, happens,
I'm not smashing mad chicks no more.
But what happens, women like the lifestyle, they like the idea, they like the wins, right? Uh-huh. It comes with the thing. Mm-hmm. So they'll tolerate some shit because
I'm handsome too. Say that,
and he's handsome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And he's got me. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro.
I used to have a six pack.
That's a lot of meat.
And he used to have a six pack.
I used to have a six pack.
And underneath that six pack, but six packs of meat.
I'm close to 50, bro. I don't think marriage is in my future.
You was married already.
I'm gonna be like, hey, she got a friend. I'm gonna be that dude forever. She got a friend. Sneed,
like hard eyes.
Craig is fine.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that lifestyle.
So then women will they'll take a little more bullshit.
But he has what again?
You got meat.
Okay, that's I'm done.
Meat.
Is that too many meat references?
So many meat references.
Hey, y'all type in there. Who got my meat?
What?
All right, maybe not.
Craig's new merch.
They're not going to see that. Who got my meat?
I'm going to put that on the scrub.
There's three.
Got meat.
Can I put that on your scrub next to Adi Urgent Care?
Got meat. But don't put your face next
to
it.
No, I can't.
I can't wear your face with got meat. That'll make it weird.
Got meat.
I'm glad I'm like, was already found mine before this shit. Because if I... Let's say I came, like, I'm at where I'm now single. It's rap. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
It's
man.
There's
Keon,
not,
man.
You wouldn't get married, Keon.
It's too late. Hmm. If I took advantage of everything that was offered to me, there's no, I couldn't.
If he pulled a Craig.
Yeah, I couldn't. Like, I had to be where I'm at now to deal with this stuff. That makes sense.
Imagine what Chaz would be doing
like,
right
if
now.
If I was just out here, bro.
Oh, man.
Wow, boy. He'd be butthole out. Just girls slurping.
My butthole. That's crazy.
Chaz is wild.
Stop touching my penis. Get
butthole
back.
Out.
Get back to the back.
Get back to the back.
Off the back.
Bro, this. Sometimes, right, sometimes your thing saves you. Sometimes having kids... keeps me at a certain level of responsibility because I have to be responsible to them. I have to be responsible. Like, if I just was just me, nigga, I'd be all over the place.
Damn, having kids didn't save me at all.
I would be all... but I had my kids with... I had a family. You feel me?
Yeah,
I didn't just have...
He started
with
a family.
So I got to keep that together. Okay. You know what I mean? So even... And not just women, just my decisions in general.
Yeah, I got baby mama.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so like...
different.
It keeps me whether it's partying, whether it's work, whether it just keeps me at a certain level because I know the other side that I would be. I'd be this nigga, bro.
You'd be him. But he looks like how happy he is.
But I met this nigga.
He looks very happy
on the inside.
I don't go out no more.
No, Craig.
I'm not.
This version of Craig is actually tame. I met when me and Craig met. We were both out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I went this way, but like this
we were
is
in
tame.
The club. He went this way. I went this way. Then we came back with all the
this is tame. Me, nobody knows. Nobody who doesn't know me knows an old version of me.
When he moved to LA, he really straightened up.
Yeah,
I don't
nobody
know if
knows.
His dad threatened him.
Because I had to focus. I had to lock
focus when you came out.
I had to lock in. I had to work, but. And that's the sports background. I know how to fucking lock in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
he locked in. He
if
really
I had
did.
No, if it was just me, I'd be fucking.
Like, I didn't get to see that side of Chaz. I don't think Chaz has that side. And
my thing was, I was always work over hoes. I was always work. I was always like, I don't go to clubs. I got work to do. I got scripts to write. Yeah. I'm trying to make a whole career out of nothing.
It just fell in my lap. I just walked in. It was like, bam, let's go. Hey, it wasn't a work thing.
There was definitely times where I've been like, I've always chose work over women, and they've hated it. But I've always done that, and it's never even been close. It's never women have never stood a chance over the career.
My wife been like that since she was about 18.
Yep. 100%. I was like, I'd never go out. People, you want to do this? Nope. I got shit to do. I've had a whole relationship break up. Because my work
I didn't even have no relationship.
I was always working, so that wasn't the problem. I just needed some
fun.
That sounded creepy enough. I wanted it to sound real creepy.
Dang, am I?
You had to fit. You had to fit in my program.
You seem pretty chill though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
That's what I love. Like,
now because everybody got to call some people from the IE to see.
Yeah, now
I got family out there. I got. I never made the call.
How was Sneed 20 years ago?
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Man.
When you had your first child?
That's crazy.
At what age?
At 19.
Mm-hmm. Out here hoeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always in a relationship back to back to back to back to back.
See, that's the thing. I wasn't. I was just outside.
Mm-hmm. See, I looked.
I was both.
The one thing about me, mm-hmm. I look the way I carry myself. These women, every woman I've dated wanted to marry me. Yeah. Like, oh, I would marry you.
Yeah, I got that too.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
But. See, like Craig just keep it all the way 100.
No, I had long term relationships where I was only with one person, but then when we'd have the breakup, I was in them streets.
And you told them, this is what I'm doing. I'm not.
I didn't even talk to them. I don't talk to my exes.
None of them? You don't be like, hey.
I'd be feeling bad about that, but I'm like, I don't have an ex that. Actually, you know what? Me and my children's mothers now have become friends now that the kids are adults.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, nigga, where was you all this time? Mm-hmm. We could have been doing this very peacefully.
Right, from jump.
I guess it was me bringing random hoes around.
Let me be mad,
like,
bro.
I can't mess with you.
Yeah, see, I was a hoe.
Mm. I'd be watching that, what's that therapist show? They're having the couples on? This is one white lady. She's like, so how did that make you feel? And it'd be these couples. And then, man, I love this shit. I'd be watching them argue.
100% in your relationship.
Nah, it's
watching marital shows by yourself.
It's on like.
It's wild.
It's on
Showtime.
It's
a good guy, right?
No, it's a toxic thing.
Three dudes like, hey, y'all watch that?
It's great, bro. When you see the levels of anger that these women have, and dudes be chilling. Dudes be like, but women be like, and I can't take this. And dudes be like, I mean, I don't know.
That's me. Like, it don't affect me.
It's every
like
dude.
That.
I'm like, when women
act like that?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, now what?
You don't care. You're not putting this in there.
I heard you. I've taken it in. I believe this.
They be mad, bro.
Yeah.
We there.
Yeah. They be like, I'm so fucking angry at them.
That's why y'all are married, and I'm out in these streets.
Peacefully in these streets.
I'm out in the streets, but I'm not out in the streets. I'm
just
not
married. That's how much I'm out in these streets.
You gotta point it out.
The streets look actually more stressful.
It is.
I'll be like,
it is.
Even the shit I get now annoys me. Mm. And so I'm like, I could imagine if I was actually dealing with it. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I wouldn't be good in the streets. I'd be a bigger asshole.
I'm actually not in the streets, but I say I'm in the streets because, well, one, there's one weird person on here that keeps blowing up my relationship, and I'm like, ain't even at that point. I tried to delete it every week.
At first,
I almost broke up with her because I thought it was her typing it.
She been in the YouTube comments. Tough.
Oh, I gotta look. I gotta ask.
Yeah, I keep deleting them.
Oh.
But they up there the first 2 days, like, who is this? And why they be making stuff up, making my relationship sound dope.
It sound perfect too.
Well, it is perfect without them in it. But once somebody get in it, it's gonna be.
I was like,
I got funnier since I started dating this girl. I was like, what? You don't know me.
It ain't nothing serious though, right?
Chris, yeah, that's my girl.
Oh, you got a girl. Yeah. Okay.
I ain't never met her though.
I didn't even know about it in the comments.
We be in the house. It'd be in the comments all the time. Like, how do y'all get all this information?
I didn't know Craig had a girl. I saw in the comments.
Y'all live together, Craig?
No. But they said we live together. They said I proposed. They said a lot of stuff. I'm like, hold on.
The hell?
I ain't do none of that.
You on it quick, man, because I ain't seen none of this shit.
I get on there early, like, delete. This lady crazy.
People want to know, who is it? Who is your girl?
I ain't seen none of that shit.
Yeah, I deleted it from all those.
I forgot the girl's handle, but yeah, she's been there weekly talking about.
Every week. I just, you know what, let me. You know, I ain't even gonna say her name.
I forgot to tell you, I got a new Disneyland hookup.
Yeah!
And she's amazing, and I love her. She's great.
All the right answers.
Shout out. Shout out to her, man.
The other one, I don't know. But this beautiful. One, yeah.
And I said, man, I'm supposed to go to Disneyland for
free.
Man.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. Wait, did you meet her through the other connect?
No, this
you ain't hoeing right. No. You gotta meet her through the connect.
That one lives in Florida. Okay,
You have the Disney World Connect. Now you have the Disneyland.
Well, this I can get anywhere. Okay. With this connect.
Okay,
no.
I feel I agree with what you said. I feel like at this point you're just destined to go for free.
I'm destined to go for
it
free.
Just keeps happening.
Yeah, man.
Wait, she was trying to stop me.
How many plus ones you got?
Huh?
How many plus ones you got? I ain't got no kids, so I ain't.
You know, I get four. I get four. Four.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing for this?
Four. I'm not doing anything. Being a nice, genuine guy.
Mm. How many scrubs you have to give up?
Y'all not about to get this Disneyland trip canceled. I'll tell you that right now. She's an amazing person.
Hey,
actually, Chaz.
Hey, wait a second. I don't make Chris say anything in here that he didn't want to say. It's not how the show works.
What they say? Oh, no. I already know when Chaz be pulling me in. I say it because I want to.
What do I do?
Giving doctors
advice. No, you're a good interviewer. Like, you be dragging it out. Like, yeah, what else you got?
Yes.
And people don't be real. I realize it. And I was like, I just
I told my daughter it was your fault.
I had that precious angel mad at me.
Chaz, I still got the episode saved. And I watch it. I be looking at it, man. Chaz asked me these questions. What did you ask me?
I just asked if you found her attractive or something like that, wasn't it?
You said that you smashed.
Yeah.
Did you find her attractive?
Mm-hmm.
And you kept saying it, and then I forgot where I was.
He said, what degree of ugly is she?
You like, I didn't know. It's a one. This
was fucked up. This was fucked up in any of these settings where we're podcasting. I don't care what podcast you're on. The problem is you get comfortable because you're with your friends, mm-hmm. and you just start saying shit, forgetting people can see you. That's what ends up happening. It's like we all be like, and then you got to like, oh no, wait, let me walk this back.
Yeah, well, can we see the timestamp on that?
Can we cut it? I've done so many now where I'm always conscious of it.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I'm about to go there, I'm like, I'll tell y'all off. Like I catch myself.
Yeah.
But early on when I first, I'll just say anything and I'm like, oh, motherfuckers can see this. But you're just talking with your boys. You forget.
I know. Well, that's why I throw the disclaimer on that I'm toxic.
Yeah. See,
you know what you signed up for.
I'm toxic.
Yeah. So when you say shit, oh, well, he's toxic.
He's toxic.
Yeah. And I'm the nice, likable guy.
It's funny.
You should say
way,
you're toxic.
Man.
Yeah, you got to stop
then you'll
doing
be
that
nice
shit.
And likeable. Then you'll be nice and likable on their own terms. Because yeah. I'm nice and likeable.
Women going to make you whatever they want you to be in your head, in their head anyway. So you might as well go honest. Like when I was out there, I was very honest. Because I'm like, this is what it is. And in their head, no, but he's so nice. I told you.
Right.
I do be telling
I ain't shit.
Them.
See? Mm-hmm. I told you
this. And yeah. You ignored it. That's the decision you made.
I got to start telling them.
Just tell them the truth,
I just
man.
Let them find out on their own.
Nah, tell them. Don't surprise them. Tell them the truth. Tell Plus, women don't like their decisions being taken away.
And yeah. You'll be surprised how many women are
They're
down.
So down. Especially in our age group.
Yeah, if I was in a relationship.
I can tell you how many.
You got to think, too, bro. Just like we're coming into different people, women are coming to different. They get to 45, 50.
Oh,
know,
yeah. They don't care.
They're
don't
like, hey,
care.
Man, listen. I'm just trying to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
That's
you know,
true.
Like I think sometimes we hold on to our 20s
yeah.
and how we had to maneuver certain ways. You get, once you get later 30 and stuff, they be like, nigga, what is it? Like,
yeah.
I don't
ask
care,
what you
bro.
Want. You want something serious? Ah, it's
nah.
not for me.
No, I'm quick to send out. I got 15 minutes of dick. What's up?
What's good?
Of meat.
Man, it's
a
meat.
Of meat. And they'll be like, you know what? I got 15 minutes on my break.
And I'd be like, right. I always say you're 10 minutes late.
Like,
you're 10 minutes late.
It's we at an age in a world where it's just things you can honestly be just truthful. And the vast majority would be like, I'm okay with that.
Yes.
You just can't be truthful to the one you love.
Dang, Greg. That's
as far as a toxic man speaking.
Yeah, I'm
not speaking
untruthful.
For everyone. I'm
you gotta be
for
you
toxic.
Gotta,
toxic man.
You gotta be honest early though, because people will play that game and they'll do this thing where they're supposed to say the right stuff and do the right stuff, and then when it's time to be honest.
Who is the most honest you've been, Chaz?
I'm pretty honest, bro. You know me. I'm pretty honest. I pretty much say what's on my mind, and I just know how to say things. You know, people get emotional when they say things.
So it's not what you say. Is how you say
okay,
it.
Okay, tell me how to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I like fucking other bitches. But we cool.
I would say Ooh. Something like, here would be my, how I would say it. I'd be like, hey, I'm at a place where.
I knew you were going to start with that.
I'm at a place where I need to explore some other options. I'm having these feelings and needs, and I'm wondering what else is out there, but I want to include you.
I know. I want it to be a journey we take together. I want it to be something we can explore together and talk about. I would make sure that person feels included, that they're the first priority. I would do that. I'm not just out here trying to fuck these bitches. I'm trying to fuck these bitches with you. You know
what if you don't want them to be there?
Well, then I would say, okay. But right now I'm having a hard...
I would want them to be
Alexa,
there.
Alexa, play Donnell Jones. Play where I want to be. And,
it's just a lot of lust inside me.
And just let it ride. Just
I
let
learn
it ride.
To communicate,
and stop.
Yeah, he needs to learn how to communicate.
Well, people just don't think. Usually people talk off of emotion.
Yeah, they just react.
And then the quieter you are for the longer, and you let all that shit run out, the good thoughts come in. And then you go, oh, this is... a good thing to say.
Sometimes you just need to take a, like, if Cotty pissed me off, I'll go get gas, put gas in the car, and by the time I come back, so much clarity, thought.
I'll be laughing after something would be tense, and I'll be like,
I told her recently, I said, we communicate better when we don't respond right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you fuck with somebody heavy, whether it's your friends, relationship, whatever, if you fuck with them, give them the grace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where whatever they're saying probably isn't said out of malice or mean, like, let it, and even give them the grace to try to walk something back. Like, you know what? I didn't mean it like that. I meant, like, allow your friends and loved ones the space to fix what they want to say. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We react, be like, but you said this. Now, Nick, if I fuck with you, you know I didn't mean it that way. I said but it was a...
I got no reason trying to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I have no reason to try to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So... I tell her, when we give each other a lot, the grace that it's probably coming from a good place, we communicate very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so sometimes, she was like, sometimes you'll just walk out. I'm like, because I don't want to react in a way that I can't come back from or whatever. You know what I mean? I was like, plus, to be somebody like me who is most of the time calm, that means I'm thinking I don't want to let something else out. I don't want to be that nigga.
Right.
Because if I go there,
see,
it's not a good place. I was like, well, even whether it's my words or violent, I don't wanna go there.
Yeah, right. I gotta pull back.
I don't wanna
bitch you crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah, or just if you said something that was an asshole thing, I can say something that'll cut you so we won't recover.
Well, that's also so professionally.
Like, yeah, so I'm like,
you'll never outdo me.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me
also with great responsibility, great
Spider-Man. And so I told her, I said, I know me.
Right.
So I'm sparing people from the other side of me.
I
think on it. Let me, you know, let me chill.
See, the problem is,
I don't mean it. That's the thing too. If I let that person out, that's temporary. I don't even mean that.
You know what's so wild? As much as I think and am toxic, my boys aren't like that at all. Yeah. I make sure they're not like that.
No one be like dad.
Exactly. I'm like, no. One of them's venturing out towards me, and I'm like, bro, get back on that other side of the fence. You ain't ready for this life. Let's not do that.
There's a
get out of here, Dewey.
Stop playing.
You don't want no part of this shit. But dad, it looks fun.
You just gotta have some empathy and sympathy. It's like,
what's so weird too, when is I tell a woman, I can give them the talk, but I can't give myself the talk.
Yeah.
It's too late for me.
That's too pretty late much for me. Most dads.
I'm the last dude with one bullet in the chest.
You guys go ahead. I'll hold him off for as long as I can.
That's most dads though. They, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
Like they're trying to make you a better version of themselves. So my dad had all kinds of talks with me like that. Nigga, don't do it because I know what it's like, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm a little better than he is. And I hope my kids are better than I am. Like,
do you know
tell
who
them,
your thought son's going to be?
Huh?
You kind of know.
Kind of, because the nigga confidence is just too much, bro.
That's the youngest one.
Yeah,
you got to talk them down.
Cause like they be talking, they throw jabs at each other. But the world is already, you know, we get told who we are pretty early in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like this shit don't happen late. It happens early.
Yeah.
So they be talking shit to each other, but they both know what the world's already told them. Mm-hmm. So when the line gets crossed, they be like, "Nah, bro." Like I. So he was like, "Oh, I'm Keelan, like, I'm better than you at this," and blah, blah. Kendrick's like, "Yeah, you are." He's like, "And I'm handsome. I'm cuter than you." He's like, "Hold on, man." He said, "I can't." This is the exact word. He said,
"Hold on, man."
He said, I can't go with you on that. And he said, "I mean, I'm a lot of things, but I know I'm cute." Like, so that can't be undone. Like, the world, everybody who sees him all the time, oh my God, he goes to school. Uh-huh. You're so cute.
Yeah.
Adults, he's so handsome.
He's like, I know.
So he's at a point now where you can say whatever you want. He's short. you know, he's blah, blah. But if you try to call that
but
boy
I know
ugly,
one thing.
But hey, let me tell you something. I know. Yeah, I know for a fact. I'm a handsome kid.
I'm handsome.
Okay. And then Keelan feels the same, but he's just so, he's so sweet. Like that he'd be like, thank you. Some, you know.
That's the humble.
He's so nice. He's so
he gonna
nice.
Get old.
But Kendrick is like, Kendrick's like, you're damn right.
Whenever you do this,
damn right.
Thank you.
I know I'm
thank
yeah.
you. You're so smart.
Thank you. I'll be clapping those cheeks later on. Appreciate
Keelan,
it.
Yeah. Keelan's very, thank you so much. But also internally very confident.
Very
but
confident.
But also like, but Kendrick's just out with his shit. He's just like, nigga, and?
That's funny.
And what you gonna do? So damn. he'll be, Keelan's gonna be just the better person. Keelan's a good person. Like mm-hmm. Keelan, I say this all the time, I don't deserve that kid. Like he is just a good ass person. He is gonna do something in life that helps human. He's just him. You know what I mean? He's just special. Kendrick's special and he's just got it. He's hella smart. Good looking. He just has all the shit.
Yeah.
That's why he's like that, because he just has all the shit.
Mm.
So he's like, he's in the robotics program at school. He's in the spelling bee. They're trying to get him the magnet program. So he's already smart and he's good and he's athletic. He's just, the nigga just good at everything.
Just got everything.
He just got everything. Shit. So except he's short. That's the only thing. So if he grow, it's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah.
If he
gets to 6 feet,
nigga, if he ends up 5'8", he'll be fine. If he's 6, nigga, no, I'm saying.
I feel like this is what God was like.
The shortest
5'9".
No, he needs to be
5'9".
He needs to be 5. He needs to be 5'7", 5'8", because that's going to keep him humble.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I don't be the only one saying stuff.
Well, it's because I do this shoe every week. Once he said, I catch all
once
this
he said
side.
He wore 44-30, yeah, we all kind of just was like, all right.
40-30.
30-inseam 40 waist.
See, that's
wait, what did Steve say? What did you say that day? Damn, what did you say that day?
I forgot what it was. He said something that was hilarious.
About you outgrowing your clothes?
Yeah. See, you outgrow your clothes.
And it
hits me the same every time too.
Yeah,
pause. I'd be like 40-30. It was 40 inches long, 30 rounds.
Which way? Which
like, nah.
I didn't. When Chaz first said it, I didn't know they made them.
I didn't know they made them until I got to that size. I said, "Please, guys,
wowzers.
You guys said, have 40-30."
You said, "Wowzers, they make."
Does anybody have these?
That we do for the six.
Was that in sweats or jeans?
Sweats don't have lengths. You just buy.
Well, it depends on how big you are.
After a certain size, you stop wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When you get that big, yeah.
You just
Chaz went there.
I didn't say Chaz. I didn't say Chaz.
You said after a certain size.
He does have on sweats.
We did not do it.
Today I have on sweats.
Can we cut one in? I completely forgot.
I didn't even acknowledge that.
I mean, today's a sweat
I start
day.
Wearing jeans on purpose because I was like, man, I'm getting too comfortable in these sweats. These shits is lovely every day.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you, Chaz. Sweats are comfortable. Like, it's...
I just be on the go, bro. I'm like, here's a little time to be, but this
look for a belt.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I only wear jeans on stage. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if I'm at an event. If I'm not, like, if I'm not going to do something...
You wear sweats?
Hoop shorts and sweats, bro.
Huh?
Keon look like a linen wearing nigga with top three buttons on the button.
Oh, no. Like in Bahamas?
Oh, you had a day. I'm just saying. Like, he was at 7-Eleven.
Like a Tom Joyner cruise? Like
just
that?
Every day?
Every day.
7-Eleven. Let me get a Slurpee.
Linen and Jordan.
I'm in hoop shorts or sweats.
Yeah.
Same. Vast Baby. Majority of the time, unless I have to do something, and then I get dressed.
We grew up in that hoop era where it was like you always had shorts underneath your shirt. It was like shorts and pajamas.
And yeah, you got to understand that too, Sneed. Like my whole life, you don't.
He was an athlete, though.
You don't, yeah, that was your uniform.
That's your
like
uniform,
you wear sweats. You wear like that's just what we wore. They give it to you to wear every day. Yeah. So it's like
you got the zip up.
Yeah. So I did that for my whole life. So I was like, why would I get dressed?
I gave my kids the talk. Yeah. I was like, if y'all playing sports, y'all just gonna wear sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Flip flops.
Yeah.
The sweats is going to be too short because you're tall.
Yeah.
Socks, flip flops, and a t-shirt, and maybe a hoodie with a collar.
All this shit messy. Yeah. All going to get sweaty.
And it was free, so it's like, why would I buy clothes?
Exactly.
When you get this shit.
Yeah. And you got to be at school at 6 in the morning. So you sweat in the morning. Yeah. You ain't going
to
shower.
And it was kind of a thing, that's too, true. Where they telling you to wear it so everybody knows you're the, because now your teachers know, let me give him a little.
That's probably
break,
why I stay in scrubs and Crocs.
That's your uniform.
Yeah.
That's what you used to wear, and that's what's comfortable. That's
scrubs on sale. I need her to pair right there on the pocket. I got one. That's Craig's.
Yeah.
But once I make some more.
Getting dressed is like, plus it feels, to me, it's when you're not dressed all the time, when you actually have to get dressed,
it feels good.
It's like, you're like, all right, I'm gonna put this shit on today. Yeah, like, but most of the time, like, nah, nigga, I'm chilling, bro. Yeah. And I be running around. Like, I'm not finna get dressed when I'm running my kids to sports, but I'm not gonna do that in clothes.
No.
Like,
no.
And we in baseball field, it's dusty and dirty, and like, I'm rolling. And then eventually, can you play?
Yeah,
can you
jump in? Like, you're like, an athletic
coach. Yeah, I'm like, nigga, I'm not gonna get dressed.
We need one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you run this?
All right.
Yeah. I'm not finna sit up here dressed. When I know I'm about to jump into whatever activity they're doing, and you know, like when I drop them off at MMA, I'll be over in the cage stretching, shadow boxing. But I'm like, I'm not finna.
Man, they do MMA.
I just realized I did a good job with my boys. Because my oldest son's like, yeah, you know what? Because I was thinking about moving to North Carolina or to Panama or something, get a house out there, start my retirement shit. He was like, you can't. I'm going to get married and have a kid, and you're going to take my kid to do everything you took me to do. And I was like, oh, you was paying attention. Okay. He's like, you're going to be at every practice. I was like, first of all, I'm your daddy.
You're right. You're going to
be
like,
oh, man, they acknowledge
what he remembers.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Ain't nothing like, because you get to see it. I didn't have my dad on the side when I was out hooping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else is, they're like, this nigga had 2 and his parents is going crazy. Nigga had 30.
Yeah. Right.
And my dad ain't nowhere. My mom ain't nowhere. But for them, they were like, oh, dad's always.
Yeah. Because you overcorrected. That's what my dad did. He overcorrected. Because
but you do it too. Usually it gets lost.
I'm just doing
generation.
It because it's just what we do, you know, now. But my dad did it because it wasn't done for him. Mm. So he was overly. Like, maybe affectionate, overly. Oh, yeah, because it wasn't enough. So he was like, he would, you know, hugs. Could be like, get off, bro.
But
he was
like, it wasn't.
I'm never like, got Chaz that. Got his leotards. He going to go flipping with Izzy.
Yep.
Your dad was in your life, Chaz?
Mm-hmm. But where me and Chaz are at, we're doing it because it's what we saw. Mm-hmm. Right. Our dad did it because they didn't get it.
Right.
We're getting it because, oh, this is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, and I have grandpa, but he was like, nigga, I take care of 10 kids. Yeah. Yeah. Time to go. Yeah.
He kid out.
I do it on the flip. I do it because I remember what it felt like.
Yeah.
To have somebody there and to be involved. And I know how much my kids look up to me and want to be like, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm there.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I get it. And who else is going, you know, I'm there because who else is going to mold them? Like, yeah. I am the first example of what I'm trying to make you this and a way better version of this. Mm-hmm. So. Why wouldn't I be there? Why wouldn't I? Because I need to see what's going on so I can correct this or fix this or validate this or, you know, like, because I'm not going to let the world do it. I'm not going to let the world fuck you up.
It's a tough one when the world
No. You're going to be loved and on. You're going to be.
They come home saying new stuff. I'll be like, where'd you get this from? Where'd you hear this?
I need them to have the structure and stuff when they go out.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, me and Kati. She didn't understand. I think she understands now because she was like, you know, every little thing isn't a lesson. I'm like, yes, it is. You're dealing with kids where they're at now.
Yeah, it all matters.
I'm raising men that are going to be. So everything they do, I'm doing this for their life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about what happened at school. I don't give a shit. The lesson here is what we're, because that lesson is going to apply to other, their relationships.
Right. Forever.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about what he's doing. He's in second grade. I know. And I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about what he's going to be, what he's going to deal with, other adversities, other things. That's why I'm doing this.
Mm.
And I look at Chaz. He's a much better girl dad than I was. I was always there, but he actually participates. And I took interest, but like I said, I know certain things.
Yeah.
If I don't know it, I was kind of like, oh, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He takes interest and does, which I'm like, kudos.
I appreciate you, dog. It is not easy learning ballet. It's not easy learning gymnastics, you know? I'll be trying to help her on her little flips and routines. Shit like that. But she loves... But you know what, man? My thing is also like, I'm also trying to raise a dog. You know what I mean? I want her to be a beast. I want her to be, you know... This is what sucks because of sports. All of my mode of sports is violent, okay? There was no good game. It was like, I got to kill you.
Yeah.
I got to murder you. And
you,
I only
you
know.
Played one-on-one sports.
Yeah, I only know. Well football was
a team. Just violent
sports. But it was a lot of one-on-one. Yeah. You know what I mean? And wrestling was very like, I got to murder you. You know? So I don't know. I don't know this lane of like, hey, good game, guys. And after we played, like, you had to shake hands.
I ain't gonna forsake you. I just murdered you, nigga. Mm-hmm. Or you beat me and I want to kill you.
I just see Izzy choking someone out and spitting on him.
So you don't know team player. Being a team player.
Yeah, I mean, I played team sports, right? Because, like, let's say in football, for example, I was a nose tackle on the line. It's immediate contact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do a lot of other responsibilities.
Right.
Right. But you also know I can't get on a one-on-one skirmish with him because if I get a flag, which happens, you know, mm-hmm. I get taunting, something like right. that. That's stuff of you being a selfish player. And it's like, hey, nigga, there's a bigger thing happening, right? Mm. But yet, I got to beat my guy.
Right.
Pretty much it's one-on-one. I got to beat my guy. There's no mm-hmm. pass. I don't pass the ball to nobody.
Right. It's one-on-one.
Baseball's kind of the same. This is you in the pitcher, and I pass the, like, it's not a real thing where I'm like, you know, we gotta, hey guys, run this set play. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially on that defensive side. Right. Like, it wasn't like that in football. So, but also, man, I only know murder mode. That's it. So with her, man, I'm really big on
gymnastics.
Like,
ain't that sport?
But also, it's like, yeah, if you don't have somebody to compete with, you still have to kill them.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's still a kill mentality. You bitches can go get nines. I'm getting tens on you hoes, and I should have had more. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But that's always my thing. It's like, you got to be able to push yourself. And I don't have a lot of patience. We talked about this before. I don't have a lot of patience for it's like soft shit.
Oh, okay.
Like you got to be tough. Like yeah,
and that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
you raise your daughter.
Yeah, nigga, it's like she'll say something or whatever, and I'm like, feel that. That's great, but we gotta move on. You got 5 seconds to feel that shit. We gotta move on. You still gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You still gotta move forward, bro. Like we don't mm-hmm. have time. I told her we don't fuck with losers.
Oh,
we be thinking we are the champions all the time. That's our shit. We are the champions. No time for losers. That's life.
And how old is she? 5, right?
Yeah. No, she's 6.
6.
Yeah. Damn. But when we play we are the champions, I go, no time for losers. Mm-hmm. And I go, a loser is somebody who's not getting the best out themselves. That's mm-hmm. what a fucking loser is. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, we're not doing
that. At least
that
you
shit.
Explain loser though. It's not somebody who lost.
It's someone who gave up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Somebody who's under who knows they can push themselves but not underachieving to
like
themselves.
He went into detail about what a loser
of what
is.
I get
a loser.
Yeah.
Like, you
that's
know, kids
important.
Would be like, I lost, I'm a loser. No.
No.
If you gave everything you had and somebody just beat you, you're not a loser.
For sure.
I also like asking, why did you lose?
Mm-hmm.
And explain it to me. If you understand why you lost and what you do to make it better, I could take that.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. But you know, whether she ever goes in sports or not, it applies to the work ethic. You know what I mean? It's the same thing where it's
life
like...
Life lessons.
It is. It's life mm-hmm. lessons. It's, mm-hmm. it's very much my mode of attacking everything that I do. I go like, there's a one way to work.
Right.
It's not that I have to like, oh, I got to kill these comedians. It's like, I know the level of work I have to do
right.
to be even mentioned in the same name as some of these people and respected on stage. And you know what
right.
I mean?
And when you do that, you don't make as many excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, I didn't get this. Why? Because I didn't A, B, and C.
Right. Right.
Versus they didn't. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I could easily,
mm-hmm.
I could have did this better. Or I can do this work. I know I'm not doing everything I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I do the same thing with my kids.
Yeah.
They lose a game or something happens. I'd be like, now, why do you think that happened?
Yeah.
And if they start saying because somebody else, I'm like, I cut them off. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could you have done to change this outcome? So now their responses automatically are because I didn't A, B, and C. But I also do it on the good things. Why did that mm-hmm. happen? Because the work I put in made exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a big, I think especially dads are, some dads are too like hardcore all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I am on that end, I'm on this end with the praise and the love too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I, if you killing, I'm going to be your biggest
as
fucking
you should.
Fan. Like I will blow your head up.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up, I'm going to be there. Like I feel like a lot of dads is always what you didn't
mm-hmm.
trying to raise tough men,
mm-hmm.
not realizing, hey man, the validation shit matters. You got to have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be all just,
yeah.
It's like, bro, like now he's overthinking. He's, you know, he's hard on himself mm-hmm. or herself. You know, it's like, you got to have the balance of, great jobs and you know stuff like that. So I'm real big mm-hmm. on the even when I say something that might be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I said, Keelan's real sensitive. And so he was texting me when I was on the ships and stuff. He was like, oh, I miss you. He was like, I almost cried. I was like, you nigga, you always crying. Like I didn't say nigga, but I was like, I was like, bro, you always crying as a joke. And then I thought about it, I was like, oh, I wonder how he took that. So mm-hmm. when I got home, I said, hey, you know when I said you're always crying, you know, I was just saying like that's he's like, yeah, you're just saying I cry. I was like, you know, I wasn't talking about you or making a joke about
right.
you. And it's, I just wanted to be clear. And he was like, no. Like, I know. He was like, I do. I cry all the time. So
yeah,
I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right, got it. I didn't want him to think I was making fun of him. And then now he never cries again.
Right.
Now he's, all right, well, then dad said I can't.
It's
I'm like, nah. I'm just acknowledging.
He goes back up.
I was like, I'm just acknowledging, bro, you are an emotional kid. He was like, yeah. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't want him I didn't want one of those. That shove it down, shove it down. No, like, I want you to have an aneurysm at 40. No, because
it's okay to cry. Yeah. I told my daughter the other day, my daughter's very sensitive. And she cries all the time over everything.
He cried. He happy tears. He's just a crier. Yeah, nigga, he'd just be crying.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right.
I'd be trying to get it out of Izzy. I was like, hey man, you're gonna be crying over everything. Is this cry worthy? We're not doing this.
I'm like,
is
go
this
ahead.
Your youngest daughter or
my only daughter? Only daughter. Yeah, you got the 8-year old. Yeah, my son's 24 and 19. Hey.
Yeah. Did they ever hit you up for a trip? Like my son hit me and was like, hey, we got to take a trip, Dad. I was like, okay, where? He's like Brazil or Columbia. Oh, I was like, hey, whoa, you got
to
slow down.
Trying to do one last run or something.
How old is he?
The 21. One that hit
you? Oh, okay.
Oh, he just went to party one time.
Would you party with your son?
No. That's always been the rule. I won't. You can go hang his godfather. He can go party with Damien. Okay. Go ahead, but I can't.
But it's still somebody you trust, though.
Yeah, I can't.
Because people, some say they would because they'd rather their kids do shit with them where they're monitored versus out with their friends when they're not monitored. So that's some people's thing. It was like, I hang out with my kids because, all right, if we're going to do it, I'm looking out for you still. Mm-hmm. Whereas your friends might be not looking out or just as stupid.
Yeah, I just don't want to go as extreme. I don't want to say this is okay.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to Brazil.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to Colombia. When you get to a certain point in life and you feel like that's where you want to go, cool. But dad ain't taking you.
Yeah, you don't want to take him to London. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're not that. I know fathers like that. They smash
my son
a chick.
Strip club at 15. It's like, nigga, that's weird.
There are dudes who smashed women with their children. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, it just came up on the web. I think that went viral too. But I used to date a girl and I passed over to one of my uncles.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah, that was me.
I thought it was Damien.
No, I had all the bitches.
Yeah, I thought it was Damien.
But was that true?
You.
Yeah. It's somebody that was cool, but I didn't have the same interest. And I was like,
yeah, go on.
Damn, you keep staring at her. You like her?
Hey. Yeah. I just assumed it was Damien.
Like you do.
But you had already smashed. You had been, and just passed her along.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Gave him little hints and
it was very generous.
Tutorials. Gave him little playbooks of what you want to do is.
That interview was good.
It was great.
It and I want to see Bobby Brown too. The clips I've seen for Bobby Brown look good. But his was real good.
Do you wish he would have shouted you out? Shout out to Craig for the alley-oop.
No, because it makes it seem like I liked the girl more than what it was.
Mm-hmm,
it was just somebody I was smashing, and he was going through a divorce, and was like, hey, who's that?
Craig was almost like, you need this.
Yeah, right.
Here you go.
Need this in your life.
Here you go.
So on page 4, you want to...
the handbook.
It caught me off guard when I heard it, and I was like... he said it. I gotta say
it. It was a couple
now.
Things he said in the interview that made me text Damon.
Oh, because he lied about kissing Marlon.
Well, not that, but other stuff.
He's trying to make it a joke.
Yeah, it was some other stuff, and I was like, "Wait, I didn't know." And then Damon was like,
"Yeah, kissing Marlon." So when we used to get in trouble, my grandma would be like, "All right, y'all keep it up and make a kiss in the mouth." It wasn't tongue it up and all that.
Right.
It was just,
okay.
If you keep it up and make a kiss in the
mouth. Yeah. Okay, that was to get it together.
Get it together.
Who'd you have to kiss in the mouth, Craig?
Nobody.
Yeah.
I took spankings.
I'll take the
spankings. Whoop me.
It was a good ass interview, though.
I'll take the beating.
You know what's crazy? The part for me in the interview that I saw when he was like, he's talking about he don't have friends. Mm-hmm. He was like, my friends are my family's friends. And it took me back to when I first met him. And when I first met him, I was hosting for him at Cobb's. But Yusef and what's Damon's sister?
Cara
was there.
Mm-hmm.
So when they walked in, they were like...
No, it was Kyla and Yusef, if it was Yusef.
No, but not the
not
one he was with. No,
okay,
no.
It was Cara.
Yeah. So she just... The two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she walked in, Yusef walked in, and they were like, what's up already? So Damon walked in after, looked over the scene, and was like, oh, if they know him, we straight. So he was nice to me immediately, and I always think about, like, if they weren't there, how would he have treated me?
He would just went to the room and didn't say nothing.
He told me, he was like, if this was years ago, you wouldn't even be allowed in my green room.
That's true.
He was like, I'm a different. But he was like, the family was like, oh, yeah, that's, oh, okay, then we straight. And I was like, oh, I'm glad they was there.
Man, that green room is something you got to protect.
Oh,
because somebody, where was we? We were somewhere and someone came in and mom was about to go up and they talked about how their wife had cancer and the kid died and something, something. And they was like, all right, have a good show.
Yeah.
Damn. Was like,
I guess, yeah, nigga.
It was a comedian?
He was like, make sure nobody else coming back.
Yeah. People don't understand the green room.
I plan on being a dick.
I don't, but I'm gonna hire a person to be the dick.
Just be a dick. Just be like, hey, I don't want to be
in the green room usually. With us, with DC and Marlon, we have fun.
Right.
Yeah, no,
but it's our little private area.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Until we let everybody back.
Like I'm doing, so when I shoot the special, Gary's coming with me to, you know, for that whole week. He's gonna open, but also, you know, punches, all that other stuff. So I had hella people hit me all the time to do, can I, you know, do a guest spot? Or I'm going to pull up, not realizing certain people, I don't mind. I'm going to pull up, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, I don't want you in there. And not because I don't, your vibe is not what I want right now before I'm about to go on
but
stage.
But you can't have everybody in there, though.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't. And so, like, but I don't think certain people understand the vibe.
Yeah.
That, like, we're fine. But you're also kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
Or you overshare, or there's things, and it's like.
So, what you gonna call it?
Well, they forget you going to work.
Never mind.
You about to go to work.
Oh, no.
They forget that.
Yeah, I said, like,
yeah, I know.
And if I'm doing a special, there's certain people I don't want in the green room because I this is special. It's not regular set. I can do that in my sleep.
Yeah.
I'm doing a special. I need to be
locked in.
I need to be. So, I don't want you stopping by.
Right.
Like, I don't. You know,
yeah.
And that's what's making me laugh with Tony get on the podcast talking about the green room because I know what happened to make him say those things. So it's like, yeah, the green room, y'all come in with this nervous energy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of comedians have nervous energy and it's like, relax, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit down. You can just, you don't have to talk. You don't have to chime in to the story. You don't have to, you can just sit there. You can just chill.
Less is more.
Yeah, you don't have to, and you don't have to try to show out, and you don't have to, especially if you know I can't even say you don't know, because I think some people think your friendship is different than what you view it. So, like, you think we boys, and it's like,
I always
live
with the motto, I'm a lot of people's best friends.
Yeah. And it's like, we cool. You have my, number, but like,
I'm a lot of people's best friends.
That you didn't know. That you didn't. Oh, that's how
until
you
they tag
this?
Me, my best friend. Hello.
My thing is also.
I ain't even about to.
I was at your childbirth.
I ain't even about to repost this.
You know, the good thing about stand up is that you're on this borderline of fun and work all the time, right? Like, yes, it can be a party environment. Yes, it's a fun. I feel like when you're on stage, my job is to have a party. It's a good time, right? But the green. But I'm also at work. You know what I mean? So it's also like, hey, we clocked in.
Yeah.
Once we go to the club and we walk in, you are at work.
You're at work.
And it's like you got to act accordingly at your job.
Yeah.
You're at your job now.
Yes.
So then it's like there's a certain behavior that goes along with that. You know what I mean? But it's loose because some people are stars and they get in their head. You know what I mean? So it gets like the egos and stuff like that. It's a loose thing with people. But I'm also like, man, if you're with me, it's clock in time, dog. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a job. Everybody has a task. You know,
I saw that with you on when you did the what's the stand up show we did?
Comedy Live.
Yeah, Comedy Live.
Yeah, dog. I be working.
Chaz is he's professional.
When I'm with Shantae, bro, it's the same. I go, man, I set up the cameras, I do the count. I go like it's a job, dog. Like it's not just showing up to tell jokes. There's work to be done.
Yeah.
We go and we edit the footage, we go over the stuff, we tag
a lot of people don't understand that.
We work.
Mm-hmm. There's still a couple more hours after the show.
Yeah, you ain't done.
We still nah.
You do all y'all the highs done. And the pictures and the cameras, you do all
we
that
still
good
got
shit.
Yeah.
You go stuff, still work to be done.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of you know, advice for anybody who's going out with somebody. If you're opening for somebody, you have a job to do.
Be fucking
you're
useful.
You're not there to just hang out.
Yes. No.
I think a lot of people just want to be in the room. They just want to hang out. They want to be around the environment. They want to be around. But it's like, no, if we're at work, everybody has a task right now.
Right.
Your job is this. My job is this. That person's job. We're not here to just fucking hang out.
Right.
We can do that after the work is done.
Right.
Then we can hang out.
But it's why we vibe well. Because I go like, I'm on a mission too. You know what I mean? I go like, I'm on a mission as well. So...
I'm like every show, I'm trying to make this shit better.
Yeah.
On every side of it, from how can we get the names out more? How can we sell more merch?
Right.
What other merch should we have? even with the mic, even the way you said this joke, it's always after I perform, something
to make it better.
After I perform, I go and I sit on the stage and I record the audience for Shantae. I ain't got no fucking ego about it. No one else is holding the camera. So I rock it. I got a good shot. I go grab the camera and I sit on stage and I record the audience. So I record her. And we got some dope ass footage, but... And people are like, why you have the camera? Because no one else is doing it.
And it's better.
I was taking pictures at the meet and greet. And some people are like, can I get one with you? I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, yo. It's like, that happens. Can I get a picture? Hold on real quick.
I think it's better. It's better to have whoever you're working, whoever the boss is in whatever situation. It's better to have them tell you, oh, no, you good, than have them look at you like, what are you here for? Like, because I've had people on the road with me that will do stuff, and my friend, I'll be like, no, you ain't gotta do that. Like, Chaz, no, I'll be like, no, you're fine. Like, I'll sell it myself. That's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's better to have somebody talk you from overworking than they looking at you like, you just here, nigga. Like, what are you? Or you got real comfortable. You run over your time now. Right. You want to take all the pictures. You want to be the star. It's like, you got comfortable.
You get a lot of that. It ain't gonna happen. We will cut the mic off. I will be in the back with the.
A lot of people get comfortable, bro. Like, real comfortable.
Man, I've heard. Once I put out there who was hosting my show and who was featuring, you know how many hits I got? Like, well, why I'm not hosting? Why I'm not? Because you're going to want to be the star or something. I'm filming and putting up myself.
Right.
And you know.
Nope.
Man,
I tell people all the time, there's a reason. Can't do it. Can I come? Nope. Gary coming. And that's it.
And there's a reason.
And that's it.
You got Gary on?
Gary Anderson, my boy.
Oh, okay.
Comedian. I'm like, no. Gary coming. Oh, can I? Oh, no. Gary, he coming.
You don't know nothing.
First of all, I've known this nigga since we were 16.
Oh, there it is.
So, and then he knows.
He gonna tell you
the truth.
And he's funny.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's fucking funny.
Real pin game's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my dog. And even when it comes to the fun time or when we're good, I ain't got to worry about you fucking.
Man,
telling everybody shit.
Right.
At a certain point,
it's so hard to find someone that will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I can get fired. I do this. It's hard.
Damn.
Nah.
He called me out last week. He said, you doing everything you're supposed to be doing? No. <All right. laughs> No.
He said,
no. Nope. I could tell he was gearing up, waiting for an excuse. So you telling me you doing everything? No, I'm not. I'm not.
Well, do it then.
Yeah. So, all right then, nigga. Like, all right. That's I need that. I don't want no fucking. No, you're doing great. Like, and then no.
Well, you could be doing great and not doing enough.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you're doing great, but this has to be done. This has to be done. There's a lot. Really there's a lot to this business, and it's constant, and it never ends. And it's always, man. I remember I was talking to Sinbad, man. One of the greatest conversations I've ever had in my life, man. And this dude was talking about. He was like, "Yeah, man, you guys are lucky. You guys have email lists, social media, and shit." And I was like, "Yeah, man, you know, it's basic." You know, he was like, "I had to have postcards. I had to go get everybody's address after the show. I had to get, and then I had to mail it to them when I was coming. I had to go to the post office, big ass bag of postcards that took me when I'll be back." And have, so I had to get an address list. You niggas are talking about emails, and no one do that. He's like, I had to get addresses, fill them out, postcard, coming on this day. I never thought about that.
The road used to be you get there on Monday and work the week with promotions.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now people just show up on the day of.
He said he used to sleep on a Greyhound.
The news networks, any TV broadcast they had, any radio broadcast, just so that your show on Friday would have some people there.
Yeah, dog. He said I was sleeping Greyhound stations and then catch the next one.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Even you think about submission, we get to just send a link. They was mailing VHS tapes and
or had to show up.
Yeah, bro.
Or had to go to the show up.
Like they was. They was doing all this shit. We just sent a link real quick. And they won't do that.
I said people don't want to do that.
And people won't do that.
They
crazy.
Won't even send a link.
They'd be like, how are you always booked? Because when I get a booker's information, I fucking follow up. Why would I want their information and not follow up?
Right.
Why would I want them? Okay, nice to meet you. What do we, you know, where do we go from here? What do we, these niggas will have, all you got to do is send a link and they won't do that.
It's crazy. Words.
Can't do that. No, they're just not hitting me. Nigga, they don't give a, why would they hit you? For what?
They're not going to hit
for
you.
For what?
I still communicate with every booker, and I'm not even doing stand-up, but on the road, I just, those are who I kick it with while I'm at the venues.
So yeah,
they hit me, I hit them, and now I'm like, oh, damn, okay, if I want, I could book a tour.
You know, I'm managing for real?
Do 15, 20. I thought about it. I was going to go work for a company, but then I like writing and
you can do both.
Entertaining more. No.
No, he got to be all in if you're going to I got to be focused, managing. Bro.
Yeah. It's a focus. I think you can do both.
I
can
send people out.
I think you'd be helpful, yeah.
I can send people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if you go into a city and I'm an older person, I could be like, all right, it'll make it smoother and cooler. But
because I don't think you're at a point where you have to do the writing.
No, but when, okay, so how I work is I'm going to be all in.
For sure.
So I'm not just sending people. I got to come out and see where we can make advancements.
I agree.
So if I have 10 people out on the road, like right now I got approached to do a show mm-hmm. for a company, mm-hmm. but they want to put them out on 12 cities. And I'm like, I can't go out on 12 cities.
That's a lot of work.
Right now. And I can't just be like, all right, I'm going to give you 12 comics, go.
Yeah.
I want to be on top of it to make sure everything goes right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
On top of writing, you still doing then?
Well, we do scary. We're doing scary things right now. But on top of that, me and Damien's back in the lab. We write and we about to do another show.
Yeah.
But I would want to be hands on. I don't like, I feel like I'm doing you a disservice if I just send you out.
Right.
Yeah, y'all gonna perform every night, but nothing's gonna get better. And the money needs to keep going. Mm-hmm. And how can we go from a 12 city to 50 cities? Mm-hmm, that's what I'm thinking about all the time.
Right.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
Craig, you want to talk about
it? I don't like losing.
Craig,
I will not lose.
Like you just did, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Wayans, Mr. JT Matthews. Shit. All right, let's get out of here, man. Sneed, where you at?
This week, I'm at the...
Well, this Wednesday?
Well, let's make sure everybody, if they can get tickets, go and check out Sneed when he shoots his special.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's get on that line and get some of this merch. I better see some of y'all in some scrubs besides me.
Yes.
It's going to be me in them for sure. I got some shoes to go with them. Ooh, I don't even know what color it is.
The scrubs is black. Black scrubs.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get some white Crocs.
Get some. Come on, man.
I'm in there.
Should I make some I Need Urgent Care Crocs, too?
I'd wear them.
Come on,
well,
man.
You could. You know what you do? Get the little things that you stick in the Crocs.
Oh, the little buttons.
Yeah.
That go.
Yeah, then they can put them on their
and now you
then can, they can put them on their own Crocs mm-hmm, that they wear at work.
There you go.
It's always easy to get $2 off them 40.
Ooh.
This is your new manager right
Ooh.
Here.
Is...
So I'll be on the road with Chris Sneed.
Yes. We need urgent care.
We got 12 cities lined up. We need urgent care.
No, but get your tickets, man. Where I'm at Flappers tomorrow. But anyway, I'm not promoting it. I Need Urgent Care, live comedy special taping going down June 26th at the Regent Theater. The tickets are on Ticketmaster right now.
Where's the Regent Theater? What city?
That is downtown Los Angeles. Plenty of parking.
It's not huge.
Yeah, plenty of parking.
Not Regent Theater, bro. We got downtown
LA. I was going to say, because you just lost me with your back.
And parking is
Yeah, that's why it's plenty of parking. Easy. The club is right here. The parking is right there.
Regent Theater. I'm trying to think what the hell is that.
June 26th, right?
Yes.
Regent Theater, downtown LA.
Yes.
Get your goddamn urgent care apparel.
Yes.
And the buttons will be coming soon.
Coming soon.
You can wear Chris Sneed on your shoes.
Yes. Yeah. And promo code
healthcare.
Chaz, where you at?
April 25th, which is Friday, I'm at Flappers Comedy Club with Shantae Wayans. Then Flappers. We're flying over to Charlotte, North Carolina, at Comedy Club of Duckworth.
May you will see me
10th.
There with them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Then May 29th. Through the 31st, I'm in D.C., Washington, D.C., at the Comedy Loft.
I love that.
And shit, we're in Chicago in June something. I forgot the date. I ain't write it down.
We're right outside of Chicago.
Well, that's some time. We got some time.
We got some time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got some time.
We got all right, we got guys.
It's my bad. Lacroix and Chaz up every Tuesday morning. We're going live today at 2 p.m.
For I got to be hear there.
More today.
Tahir. Tahir.
Well, I got to go crash that.
No, I just said
I got to come.
Come crash.
I'm going to hit y'all on
Craig's on a bender.
I am. I said it when I walked in.
A mender.
Is it bad when you know you're doing wrong?
I think it's good that you know.
That's self-awareness, amazing.
Self-awareness.
I think it's good that you know.
You know what? Because you're honest with yourself.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Drunk Craig hasn't been in here for a long time.
Drunk Craig, I hate
I think
Drunk
that's what
Craig.
Made Tony go, because I was Drunk Craig.
Hilarious.
Day.
You weren't that bad one day in here. You haven't been bad in here.
Hold on, what's that on your glasses? That little
fog. Fogged up.
Oh, just right
liquor's
here.
Coming out my eyes.
Oh, the
in the glasses.
Tequila tears.
So April 27th, I'll be with my cousin Tia. When is this? Is this dropping okay. I'll be in San Diego mic drop with my cousin Tierra, featuring for her real quick. And then my shit starts. So May 2nd, I'm at Flappers. This Keon, Poli, and Friends will not be typical because this one, I'm not having a bunch of comedians. It might be like one guy before me, and because I got to run my hour for my special that will be in May 16th and 17th. So, I'll be running my hour. So if you're in LA and you want to see the preview of what the special probably is going to be, you know, obviously I'm going to tweak some stuff, take some stuff out, whatever. Come to Flappers May 2nd. You get to see me run the whole hour, see what it's going to be about. And then Chicago, May 4th, come out. I'll be at the Comedy Bar May 4th in Chicago. And then May 10th,
Detroit.
Comedy Bar in Detroit. Please come out. Please get your tickets.
It'll still be in the playoffs by then. So
it is soon.
Up.
So please get your tickets because right now the ticket count is trash. And y'all, Chicago and Detroit, one of the cities that really was like, pull up, especially Chicago. Chicago was probably up my ass the most.
Detroit was screaming it too in the last.
Well, DC pulled up though.
No,
when
I
did
Detroit.
Oh, yeah. So Detroit and Chicago, y'all niggas better be there. And then I'm at the LA Comedy Club in Vegas the 12th through the 18th, but I'm shooting the special on the 16th and 17th. So if you want to come to the taping, that'll be on that Friday and that Saturday. But I'm in Vegas that whole week.
Wait, what week is it?
May 12th through the 18th. And the taping's on that Friday, that Saturday. And then May 29th through June 1st, I am at the House of Comedy in Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver, eh?
Yeah, Vancouver, eh? So please, I got a lot of May. I got a lot of stuff coming up in May. So please get your tickets to that stuff. Come out and then check out Wildly Inappropriate. Me, Gary Anderson, Keenan Baker. For those of you who do, Keenan said he's on the road with Tony. Yeah, people always coming up like, we love the podcast, we love Wildly, we be watching. So please share it too. Share it so we can expand it. People get out. Things of that nature. And then that's it, Craig.
At Craig Wayans on everything. I'll be coming to a city near you, handing out hoes. I guess that's what I do.
Handing out hoes.
At Craig Wayans on everything. Oh, yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.